And then there's one east of Mena out there at Cherry Hill. There was a gin out there, that many gins here in Polk County, cotton gins.
Well, must have grown, had quite a bit of cotton.
They grew a lot of cotton. My dad-in-law run a gin up here in Vandervoort. I worked there 18 falls after me and my wife was married. They grew quite a bit of cotton. Well, they'd back over there in the early day, well, I remember when they used to have to take their cotton to Mansfield. That's over between Walden and Fort Smith. Hmm. But they could get it ginned maybe and pretty close by, you know. Somebody'd be running a gin, and they'd get two or three bales ginned, and then they'd load that on, maybe load three bales on a wagon, you know, after there's gin, weigh about 1,500 pounds, you know, the three bales. And they'd tear out, you know, maybe it'd take them 3 or 4 days to go there and come back, you know, to go to market with that cotton.
I see. They'd have to take it up themselves.
Yeah, yeah, they'd have to take it over there, you know, and sell it. They'd have to take it to a railroad, you know. And you take Nashville and Hot Springs and then Mansfield over that way. Why, they had railroads and they'd have to carry this cotton there.
I see. And was that the Kansas City Southern at Nashville?
No. That's Mansfield. I believe that's the Rock Island that comes through there. I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And they stayed in what they call a wagon yard, you know, in what town. It's a big old building. It's all under one building, you know, one roof. And had a big opening right down through the center of it. And they'd park their wagon, drive in there and park their wagons. And they had stalls along the sides, the wall, you know, on both sides. And you'd take your team out. And they had a watering trough there, you know, to water and put them in the stables. And then they had camp houses. They had two camp houses. That's where the people would stay. They'd bring some bedding, and they'd bring maybe some groceries, some stuff to cook, and a bucket. They usually have some buckets out there to make coffee out of. And they'd do their cooking there in that camp house.
You call it a wagon house?
Wagon yard.
A wagon yard.
Your wagon yard.
I see. Yes. And it would be covered over.
It'd be covered over just like a big old barn. That's just the way it looked. It looked like a big old barn. And they'd stay there. I stayed in the wagon. I always liked to see the time, you know, when we're going to get to go down there. And I'd get to stay in the wagon yard. Well, they had these little pretty good sized camping houses, and they had usually a double chimney. There's a chimney on both sides. There were two of them, two of the camp houses, and this chimney was in the center wall, and they built a fire on this side, and you could build one on the other side, you know. They could have, and they'd make coffee and stuff, of course. Then they didn't have no hot plates or anything like that, you know, to plug
your thing. Did they have a stove there, or was it a fireplace?
Fireplace. Cooked on a fire. Cooked on a fireplace.
That's interesting. Did they have an arm or something for the water? Is that?
They had a water piped in there, and I'm pretty sure that one there, I know they did the stock water. They went out there to the well